USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. deploying a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East, apparently a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying in a statement, the presence of the U.S. military should send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. interests or allies, quote, will be met with unrelenting force. Bolton says while the U.S. doesn't seek war with Iran, it's fully prepared to respond to any attack by Iran or its proxies. No word on anything specific that triggered this action. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will soon leave power, is the prediction from the U.S. Secretary of State.
We've made very clear that Maduro must leave. There's no way you could have free and fair elections with Maduro still inside of that country.
Mike Pompeo spoke on Fox News Sunday, and this is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Palestinian officials say Egypt has helped mediate a truce between Israel and Gaza, ending 3 days of violence that killed nearly two dozen people. The confrontations peaked yesterday as rockets and missiles from Gaza killed four Israeli civilians, and Israeli airstrikes in response killed 19 Palestinians, more than half of them reportedly civilians. Israeli military officials say Gaza militants had fired over 600 rockets and missiles at cities and villages in southern Israel since Friday. Chinese media reporting the country's vice premier may cut short a visit to Washington for trade talks if he even comes at all. The report follows President Trump's tweet on Sunday that he'll increase tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese products this week and could slap more tariffs on billions more. Alex Trebek wins big at the Daytime Emmy Awards yesterday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The death toll up to 41 after a Russian airliner catches fire as it makes an emergency landing in Moscow. There were a total of 73 passengers and 5 crew members on board at the time. Images of the plane landing show huge flames and black smoke behind it. More now on a 90-minute phone call between President Trump and Russia's president back on Friday that reportedly went for 90 minutes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new... I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia.
And Avengers Endgame, the top movie in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight weekend. It earned another $145 million. In second place, The Intruder, which sold $11 million of tickets in its debut weekend. And in third, the new rom-com Long Shot, which opened with $10 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.